You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You know, AI and blockchain, everyone's talking about them these days. And meme coins, too. It feels like all the cool kids are obsessed with those three things.
Yeah, they really do dominate the internet these days.
And that kind of got me thinking, what happens when you combine all three of those things?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, it's a perfect intro for our deep dive today.
It is.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Virtuals Protocol.
Oh, wow. Perfect timing then. It seems like everyone in the crypto space is talking about Virtuals Protocol.
They are.
So Virtuals Protocol, it's built on Ethereum's Layer 2 network base.
Right.
And it claims to allow anyone to create and monetize AI agents.
That's the big promise.
Even if you don't know how to code.
Even if you've never seen a line of code in your life.
Which I haven't, so.
There you go. Perfect example.
Yeah, that's me. And this whole idea of democratizing AI that Virtuals Protocol is pushing, I don't know, just makes me think of other tech movements.
Like what?
Like the early days of the internet.
Yeah.
Or even open source software.
You know, you're right. There are parallels there. The idea that these powerful tools should be available to everyone, not just to big tech companies or the coding experts, right?
Right. But is it really that simple? Is democratizing AI just a catchy marketing phrase?
I mean, it's a valid question.
Yeah.
While Virtuals Protocol does eliminate the coding barrier, you still need at least a basic understanding of blockchain technology and how these AI agents work.
Yeah.
You're not just going to press a button and suddenly be swimming in cash.
Yeah. So it's not magic.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet. Okay, so before we get too deep into this, maybe we should back up a little bit.
Sure.
For the listeners who might be hearing about this for the first time, can you just break down what these AI agents actually do?
Okay, good point. So an AI agent is basically like a little computer program that can perform tasks without you needing to, like, constantly manage it. So it's like having a little digital helper working for you 24/7.
So, for example?
For example. You could have an AI agent that analyzes cryptocurrency market data. And then, based on your preset parameters, it executes trades automatically.
Oh, wow.
Or imagine an AI agent that's constantly scanning social media for trending topics. And then it helps you create content that's tailored to those trends, so you're more likely to go viral.
Okay, so wait. So it does my market research for me, Andy. It makes me TikTok famous.
Potentially.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Right.
But what about people who aren't, you know, crypto experts or social media influencers? Is this technology really accessible to the average person?
It's a good question. And that's kind of the challenge, right? I mean, Virtuals Protocol aims to simplify things, but there's always going to be a learning curve with new technology.
I guess so.
It's like, remember when the internet first became a thing? People needed to learn basic computer skills to really take advantage of it.
Yeah, right.
So it's not just about having access to the technology. It's also about having the knowledge and skills to actually use it.
Yeah, I see your point. So, okay, we've got these AI agents that can do all this cool stuff. But here's what gets really interesting for me, at least. The meme coin connection. Why would a serious tech platform like this embrace something that's often seen as, I don't know, frivolous?
It's a good question. And, you know, on the surface, it might seem kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But meme culture has this really powerful ability to drive rapid growth.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
And engagement in the crypto world. Think about platforms like Solana's Pump.
Oh, fun.
They've really successfully used the viral nature of memes to build these huge online communities.
Yeah.
And attract a ton of attention.
Okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this.
So it's not just about, like getting a laugh out of it.
Right.
There's an actual strategy at play.
So these meme coins are like Trojan horses for AI adoption.
You could see it that way.
Okay, that's fascinating. But I guess this brings up another question. What about the volatility that's associated with meme coins? Wouldn't that scare off investors who are, you know, a little more risk averse?
Oh, absolutely. That's a valid concern. Meme coins are notoriously volatile.
Yeah.
And they can definitely be susceptible to pump and dump schemes. So it's a real balancing act for Virtual's protocol.
So it's like they're trying to harness the power of memes
right.
without getting burned by the potential downsides.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Okay, well, speaking of interesting developments, our source material here really emphasizes Av.ai's integration with Virtual's protocol.
Yeah, and this integration is a pretty big deal. For those who aren't familiar with Av.ai, it's a leading platform for cryptocurrency analytics and trading.
Okay.
And their integration with Virtual's protocol essentially means that Av.ai users now have access to these AI-powered agents.
Directly on the platform.
Right, all within the same familiar interface.
Okay, so it's like a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
For all your crypto and AI needs.
That's the idea.
I can see the appeal of that, but why should the average person care? What are the like tangible benefits that this integration offers?
Well, for starters, it gives traders direct access to these AI agents, which could be very profitable alongside all their other crypto activities, right?
Right.
But it goes deeper than that. Av.ai is really known for its advanced analytics tools, things like real-time tracking of smart money movements and market sentiment analysis.
So it's not just about buying and selling. Yeah. It's about having the insights to make like smarter decisions.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine being able to tap into an AI agent's analysis of market trends.
Right.
Or seeing real-time data on what experienced traders are doing.
Okay. I can see how that would be valuable.
Right. It could be a game changer.
Especially for someone who's, you know, just getting started in the crypto world.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So this integration is definitely a big deal. But before we move on, I got to ask about something that really piqued my curiosity. The whole tokenized AI agents and revenue sharing thing. Can you break that down for me? How does that actually work in practice?
Okay. So let's say someone creates an AI agent that's like incredibly good at predicting market trends.
Mm.
They can tokenize that agent,
okay.
which basically means creating digital shares that represent ownership of that agent.
Okay.
Then other users can invest in that agent by buying those tokens.
So it's kind of like investing in a company, but instead of a company, you're investing in an AI.
That's a great analogy. Mm-hmm. And here's the exciting part. As that AI agent generates revenue, like let's say through successful trades, those profits are shared among all the token holders.
Oh, wow. So it's collaborative.
Exactly.
Everyone benefits from the AI's success.
Everyone who holds the tokens, yeah.
It's like crowdsourcing, but for AI profits, I like it.
It's a really interesting model, right? It incentivizes people to create really good AI agents and allows everyday investors to participate in the potential gains.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Virtual's protocol and its blend of AI, blockchain, and meme culture is definitely making waves. But before we go any further, I think it's important to step back and consider the potential downsides, too. After all, every technological innovation comes with its own set of risks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We definitely need to talk about that.
So we were just talking about some of the potential upsides of Virtual's protocol, but we have to acknowledge that any new tech comes with its own set of challenges. What are some of the downsides or risks with this one?
Well, one thing that always comes up with AI is this fear of unintended consequences.
Right.
You know, these AI agents are designed for specific tasks, and they operate within these set parameters.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always the possibility of some unforeseen behavior or vulnerability.
So you're not talking about, like, the AI becoming sentient and taking over the world?
No, not quite yet.
More like practical risks of a technology that's still in development.
Yeah, more like that. It's similar to any software, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the chance of bugs or exploits. So ongoing development, security audits, responsible governance, those are all crucial.
So there's a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of the platform developers.
Definitely.
But I guess users have a role to play too, right? Like making sure they understand the AI agents they're using.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, informed users are essential for the healthy development of any new tech.
So it's not just about access, it's about education.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's talk about another potential risk, the meme coin connection.
Okay.
It's brilliant marketing, sure.
It is.
But could it also be virtual's protocol's downfall?
It's a possibility. Meme coins, as we've discussed, are very volatile.
Yeah.
And they often get associated with these pump and dump schemes.
Right.
So that association could really hurt the platform's credibility.
And scare off serious investors.
Exactly.
So it's this tricky balancing act.
It is.
They want to attract a wide audience with the fun, viral nature of memes,
mm-hmm.
but they also want to be seen as a legitimate, long-term platform.
Right. How do you bridge that gap?
Yeah. How do they strike that balance?
Well, I think transparency and education are key.
Okay.
They need to be really clear about the risks involved in meme coin investments.
Mm-hmm.
Promote responsible investing practices.
Right.
And really emphasize the long-term value proposition of their technology.
So it's not just about riding the meme wave.
No.
It's about building something sustainable.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's zoom out for a second and think bigger picture here. What if this platform really takes off?
Right.
What if this whole AI meme coin thing isn't just a fad? What kind of impact could this have on the world?
Whoa. Big question.
It is a big question.
I mean, it's hard to predict the future.
Sure.
But if Virtual's protocol really does make AI accessible to everyone,
yeah,
we could see a massive shift in how we approach work, creativity, even problem solving.
Like, in what way?
Well, imagine a world where AI agents are as commonplace as smartphones.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
You delegate tasks to your AI agent. Mm-hmm. It manages your investments based on, like, real-time market analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you even co-write a novel with an AI partner.
An AI co-author. That's kind of terrifying.
It could be. Or it could be amazing. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the point is, it expands the possibilities of what we can achieve.
I see what you mean.
And with the tokenization and revenue sharing, we could see new economic models emerge.
Okay.
Where the value created by AI is more widely distributed.
So instead of a few big tech companies controlling AI,
right,
it becomes more decentralized.
Exactly.
Mm.
Individuals have more ownership and control.
Okay, that's a powerful idea. But it also raises some concerns, right?
Of course.
We've talked about market manipulation, the volatility of meme coins, the unintended consequences of AI.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that these powerful technologies are used ethically?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But I think it starts with awareness, education, open dialogue.
Okay.
We need to be having these conversations,
right,
examining the potential impact of these technologies and demanding transparency and accountability from the people who are building them.
So it's not just about building cool tech.
Well,
it's about building a better future.
Exactly. A future where AI empowers individuals, fosters creativity,
mm-hmm,
and contributes to a more equitable and sustainable world.
I like that vision.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners get involved with Virtual's protocol? What are the first steps?
Well, the most important step is to do your research.
Of course.
This is still a very new technology.
Right.
And there are both potential rewards and risks involved. So go to their website, read their documentation,
uh-huh,
explore the community forums, get a sense of the platform before you invest any money.
Don't just dive in head first.
Exactly. Once you've done your due diligence,
yeah,
and you're comfortable with the risks, then you can create an account.
Okay.
Start exploring the different AI agents.
Mm-hmm.
You can create your own, invest in existing ones, or just observe and learn from the community.
So there are multiple ways to engage.
Right.
Depending on your level of interest and expertise.
Exactly.
And how do these meme coins we keep talking about fit into all of this?
So many of the AI agents on Virtual's protocol are actually associated with meme coins.
Mm-hmm.
You can use these coins to invest in the agents, participate in governance decisions,
sorry,
or just trade them on the open market.
But again, proceed with caution.
Always, yeah. Meme coins are highly volatile.
Golden rule of crypto. Never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Words to live by.
Before we move on to our closing thoughts, any other crucial insights you want to share?
I think the main takeaway here is that Virtual's protocol represents this really interesting convergence of cutting-edge tech and internet culture.
Uh-huh.
It's a space that's evolving so quickly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of potential, but also a lot of risk.
Mm.
So it's up to each individual to decide whether to participate.
Right.
But it's definitely something worth watching.
Okay, well said.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time for us to move into our closing thoughts now. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up our deep dive into Virtual's protocol. And we're back, ready to wrap up our deep dive into Virtual's protocol.
It's been a fascinating look at this platform, that's for sure. AI, blockchain, meme culture. It's quite the combination.
It really is. And you know, through all of our discussions today, one question just keeps popping back into my mind.
I don't know. What's that?
What if this actually works? Mm. What if this whole virtuals protocol thing goes mainstream? What then?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it leads to some pretty wild possibilities.
Mike!
Well, just imagine a world where AI agents are as common as smartphones are today.
Okay, I'm trying to picture it.
You could delegate daily tasks to your AI agent, have it manage your investments, pulling real-time market analysis.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you even co-write a book with an AI partner.
A book? Wow. Okay. I mean, it's a bit scary, honestly.
I get that. It's new territory. But think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
It could change how we create.
I see what you mean. So it's not just about, like, automating boring tasks.
Right. It's about expanding our creative potential.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And with the tokenization and revenue sharing models that Virtuals Protocol is built on,
we
could see a whole new economic system develop.
Okay. In what way?
Well, right now, a lot of the value created by AI is controlled by a few big companies.
Right.
But what if that value was distributed more widely?
Okay, so more people could benefit from AI.
Exactly. More people would have ownership and control over this powerful technology.
I see. That's a pretty radical idea.
It is. And it's not without its challenges, of course.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about the risks today. The market manipulation, the volatility of meme coins, the potential for AI to be used in harmful ways.
All valid concerns.
So how do we make sure that this technology is used ethically, that it benefits everyone, not just a select few?
That's the big question, isn't it? There's no simple answer.
Yeah, I figure as much.
But I think it starts with having these conversations,
okay,
raising awareness, educating people about the potential impact of these technologies, and holding the developers accountable.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the choices we make about how we use it.
Exactly. We have a responsibility to guide the development of AI in a direction that benefits humanity.
Okay, I like that. That's a good takeaway. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into Virtuals Protocol.
It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
Likewise. So for our listeners who are curious to learn more, where should they go?
I'd recommend checking out av.ai. Their platform is a great way to get involved with this ecosystem.
Okay, great. So whether you're a seasoned crypto trader or just starting to explore the world of AI-powered meme coins,
Av.ai is definitely worth checking out.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Virtuals Protocol. We'll see you next time, ready to explore another fascinating corner of the internet. Until then, keep learning, keep exploring. And as always, keep those AI-powered meme coins flowing.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.